Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for another day. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord, for all things are made by your hand through your Son. Lord, we come today praying for our brothers and sisters in this world. Those, God, who are suffering and going through this pandemic, who's falling sick, God, we ask that you strengthen their hearts and their minds. God, heal their bodies in the name of Jesus. We show faith, God. We show faith to you, Father God, to you, Lord Jesus, in good times and bad times. Lord, we have faith that's unwavering, God. Lord, we don't count our faith based on what's happening in this world, God. We count our faith because we know you exist and you are in our life, God. We feel your presence in our life. Lord, we pray that you have mercy and show grace upon this world. Lord, you know everything. There's nothing that you have not planned out, that you have not thought about before. There's no words, God, that's new. You know all things, Father. So we know you have a plan for this. We know, God, that this is not the end because this is not the fire that you talk about in your word, God. But we know you have a plan, God. You're trying to demonstrate to us that you are God. That we must put our faith in you, must turn back to you and live our lives right before you. And you will heal the land, as you said in your word. God, we ask for your mercy and your grace upon us. God, our hearts, God, our country, God, our leaders, Lord, that we all need you, Father God. We need you, Lord Jesus. Lord, have mercy on us. We know in you, God, all things are possible. There's nothing too hard for you. So there's no coronavirus that's bigger than God. So we ask, Lord, speak, Lord, over our lives. Grant us mercy and grace. In this day we pray. Amen. So let's talk about where's God as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit. It's in times of trouble, when things seem impossible, when we have no answers. Many of us ask the question, where's God? The answer to this question, while simple, can be complex based on a person's beliefs and their willingness to see God. To some, God exists in their minds and in their thoughts. But this is not where God resides. You and I can't speak as if God is existing in our mind. God is in heaven, is on his throne. And to those who believe God is in heaven, with his Son, Christ Jesus, there at his side. And through Christ, God is extending grace, so his kingdom is near to us and in us. And depending on how we choose to live, we either experiencing God's blessings or we're experiencing God's curses. This is just the way God is. So when you're seeking God and you're trying to find out where is God, the question you and I have to answer is, how are we living? Where's God, and what God is doing depends on what we believe. It's like the story of Sarah, Abraham's wife. A revelation was spoken over her life. Abraham and Sarah was old, and the angel of God revealed God's plan for her life, saying about this time next year, you would have a son. But Sarah, she doubted God. She laughed at the thought of bearing a son. She denied the truth by saying she did not laugh. She was afraid because she had lied to God. She thought, would God really bless me with a son in my old age? See, is there anything too hard for God? Where's God in our time of need? It's based on our belief, how we believe God and who we believe in, what we believe God can do. Everything in this life is about God's timing and not ours. The question is not where is God, but what is God's will at this moment in our life? What is God's will in your life at this moment? What is God's will in my life at this moment? See, this is the question. What is your will, God? Sometimes God blesses us, and sometimes God tests us like he tested Abraham, asking him to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice. The question to ask is, what is God trying to work out in our life right now? What is God trying to get us to see and understand and comprehend about his plan and what he's about to do? See, God is everywhere. There's no place he's not. God sets times when things occur, whether good or bad, in our sight. God sets a day when all the livestock of Egypt would die, but no animal of Israel would be harmed. See, we don't believe in God's time, and when our hearts will be unyielding. We will not understand what God is doing because we don't seek the Lord. We don't serve the Lord because we don't understand what God is doing. We have not accepted God fully into our lives to be over everything in our life. See, God set times through Christ. He came to do the Father's will. He offered himself up as a sacrifice for our sins. And then he sat down at the right hand of God. And that Christ is sitting there waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool. But through one sacrifice, he made a perfect way to be made holy so we could approach the throne of God. What a blessing Christ did. What a loving, kind God he is that he came down and he presented himself as a living sacrifice to the Father so you and I can know where God is, who God is, and what God is doing, and come to know God's will for our lives. God's timing called for a new covenant to be brought forth through Christ. So at a time like today, when we need the Lord, we can receive his word into our hearts. It'll be written on our minds and we won't lose faith. God created a time when he would remember our sins no more. Where is God? God is at work, trying to save from the least of us to the greatest of us sinners, who you and I were. Through Christ, we can be made new. God is working and trying to save souls. God is trying to make a way for us. But we must receive it. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 to 17. Where God is should be simple. God is in heaven on his throne looking down on us, looking for those who place their faith in his son Christ Jesus. Looking for those who turn and repent of their sins so he can receive and forgive their sins and remember their sins no more. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 16 to 17 says, "This is the new covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I'll put my laws in their heart. I'll write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." See, the question is not where is God, but where are we? See, if we're not feeling or experiencing the Lord in our lives, we must ask, have we refused him in speaking to us? Have we refused the Lord who is trying to instruct us in what to do? Have we turned away from him who is warning us from heaven? And just as before, when Lord's voice shook the earth, he plans to do it again. Not only will God shake the earth, he'll also shake the heaven this time. God has a plan, and you and I got to be in that plan. We got to receive the Lord into our hearts, and so we don't wonder where God is day and night when trouble comes our way. But we have a connection. We have a relationship with God that we know the Father's at work. We know Christ Jesus is working on our behalf. When we ask the question, where is God? We can never forget the day when with the God is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like the day. See, God is not slow in keeping his promises as we understand slowly. See, God is being patient with us, not wanting anyone to perish, but for everyone to come into this repentance so he can receive us, so we can experience him in our lives, so we don't have to think that we're in darkness anymore, think that we're falling away, that God doesn't exist. We ask the question, where is God? Never forget a time for judgment is coming. It's going to come. It's going to start with the family of God. And what's going to be for the outcome of those who don't believe in God, who says there is no God, who wonder what God is and who God is. But if we can remember, one thing, that it is hard for the righteous to be saved, then what would come of the ungodly and the sinners, those who do not seek the Lord, those who do not want any relationship, any connection with Christ Jesus? We should not wonder what God is. We should want the Lord. We should desire to have a relationship with God. Instead of us questioning what God is, we should take the time that God has given us to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand so we're lifted up in due time. Instead of us questioning where God is, we should cast all our anxieties on the Lord because he cares for us. We should work on becoming self-controlled, knowing that the devil's looking to devour so many people. God's timing is perfect. And we must show faith in God that he will work this stuff out in due time. All we have to do is continue working on our salvation, working on our faith, and let God work out everything else. It may not seem good to you and I that so many people are dying right now. But God has a plan. God can save souls. You got to understand, it's not about the body. It's about the soul. So you and I can't get lost. We can't fall away from God because of what we see with our eyes. But we must be able to be spiritually connected to the Lord so we have an understanding. God says, blessed are those who read God's word. Blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart what is written in it, because the time is near, God said. God's timing is perfect. By his grace, we will be saved if we just believe and wait on the Lord, be patient, working it out in God, working it out as we continue to strengthen ourselves in Christ Jesus. You know, I remember when I was young, everything we did was based on my parents' timing and when they wanted to do things. No matter what I wanted to do, I had to wait on them. I had to wait on their timing and when they wanted to get up and do stuff. No matter how eager I was, no matter how much I wanted to chase after something, see, I had to wait on them. They was my ride. They had the money. They had the means. They provided everything. Though I wanted to do many things, I needed my parents to be the vehicle by which things happened. See, when I got older and I started making a little money, I said, okay, now it's time for things to change. I can do things when I want to do now. But I can tell you right now, that didn't work. It does not work. I grew further away from my parents. Then I come to realize how much I needed their friendship, how much I needed my relationship with my parents. And I come to realize that my father was not going to move based on my timing, but based on my relationship, based on me being in good standings with him. Then he felt the love and he felt the respect. We come together closer. Our connection was stronger. And then when I asked something of God, he was willing to do it. See, it's no different than with God. When you and I, we have a strong relationship with the Lord. We have a connection with the Lord. Then you have to understand God will move in our lives. We don't have to wonder where he is. But when we walk away, when we separate, when we fall away from God, we will wonder. We will know what God is and what God is doing through our connection with Christ Jesus. The Lord says, do you not let your hearts be troubled? Trust in God, also trust in me. Christ describes what he's up to when he told us in his Father's house there are many rooms. He's gone to prepare a place for you and I. He's going to come back and take us to be with him so we'll be where he is. There is a plan, and you and I got to see this. No, you don't see it today. You walk outside, it looks like it's not happening, but it is happening. God is at work. God is still working today. You can't look at what's happening in this world. You can't look at your standings and your situation. You have to understand God has made a promise. Christ Jesus has spoken about the will of God, and it will come true. We cannot be like Doubting Thomas, who said to Christ, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Christ told Thomas, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So if we come to know Christ Jesus today, Help us, Lord. We're also coming to know the Father and the Father's will for our life and what He's planning on doing so we can be in the plan, so we can be on the right path, so we can be walking toward the kingdom of God. So when it comes and God stands up and causes things to move, you and I are caught up in it. Where is Christ? It depends on if you know the Lord. Christ says, if you live in Him, we will see Him, but the world will not see Him. Because He lives in us, we'll live in Him. See, on that day, we will know Christ is in the Father, and we are in Him, and He is in us. See, we will know. We don't have to wonder. We'll feel it. We'll have His Spirit inside of us. His presence will be with us. His voices will be speaking to us. Angels will come and minister to us. We'll know we have a relationship. We don't have to wonder what God is doing, what Christ Jesus is up to. We live our lives nourishing our connection to Christ. So on that day, we will have eternal life and be with God and be with our Savior. The question is not is where is God, but are we connected? So you're not lost. Even when the good times or bad times, you have a sense and understanding of what God is because you're connected to Christ Jesus. We get connected to Christ so we can come to know God's will. We may connect it to the vine so we as branches can receive. We may connect it to the Lord so we can bear fruit, knowing apart from God, apart from Christ Jesus, we can do nothing. So if we don't remain in Christ, we will not know the ways of God. And we will wonder where God is. You might have known Him a long time ago in your past, but now life, chasing life has caused you to be distant from God. Now you're wondering where God is. So you think you can go to church on a Sunday and pray and instantly you connect. And no. You know, relationships don't work like that. We need to remain in the Lord. Our hearts must be connected to the Lord. His word must be in us. So when we ask, He will do as we and give us what we ask Him for. If we show ourselves to be a true disciple of Christ, we'll bear fruit, and then our labor will be blessed. If we remain in His love, if we obey God's commandments, we will never lose our connection with Christ. Nothing can cause us to fall away from the Lord. See, we're faithful servants of God. Nothing in this life, nothing that we chase in this world, causes space between our connection and relationship with Christ Jesus and the Father. We don't have to wonder what God is doing in our life. We seek Him every day of our lives. We're always in the midst of God. We have to know that a time is coming and it's here now when many will be scattered. Many will leave the faith. The Lord told us beforehand so we could stay connected to the Lord so we can have peace in this life even when there's so much destruction, so much death. But see, you and I, if we have our right connection, if we have the presence of God in our life, then you and I can have peace in the middle of this storm. In this world, there will be trouble. Christ says, take heart because He's overcome this world. The Father and Christ are working to establish a connection with every soul He's created. Christ prays not only for us, but all for those who receive the message that comes through. And through our connection with Christ, we become one just as the Father and Christ is one. We experience the glory of the Lord in our lives. We don't have to wonder what God is, what the Lord is working on. He's working stuff out in our lives because He loves us. He cares for us. And through our relationship and connection, Christ, we remain in Him. In this way, we are brought to this complete unity in Christ, in the body of Christ. See, God wants us with us. Christ wants to be there in the midst of us so we can see His glory and know that He's our God, He's our Savior. The Father desires this of us. Go with me to Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. Cannot be deceived. We cannot disqualify ourselves by believing in something other than what God's word has spoken. We cannot lose our connection to Christ and stop growing spiritually. We must continue as we've been called, God says. Colossians chapter 2, verses 18 and 19. says, do not let anyone who delights in false humility and the worship of angels disqualify you from the prize. Such a person goes into great detail about what he has seen, and his unspiritual mind puffs him up with idle notions. He has lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body is supported, held together by its ligaments and sterns, and grows as God causes it to grow. We have to work to be connected to Christ Jesus, to deny ourselves, be transformed. We must hold on to the head. No matter what you see, no matter what's going on in this life, you and I must hold on to the end. Never turning away. Never having this loss, this sense of we don't know what God is and what God is up to in our life. We always nourish our connection to Christ Jesus. See, not wonder where God is. We must believe we've been raised with Christ and set our hearts on the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set our mind on the things above and not on earthly things, which will have us wondering about God and why has God failed us. See, we were once all sinners. We were all the worst of sinners, but the Lord provided a way for us to be saved, for us to get connected, so us to come to know him. He showed us patience toward us so we believe in him and receive eternal life. This is what God is doing. He's patiently have his spirit working inside of us, changing us, transforming us, so he come to know us and we come to know him better. God is at work. Seated on his throne, and his presence is available to everyone who seeks him. Smoke rises from his nostrils and fire comes from his mouth. He parted the heavens and came down with clouds under his feet. He made darkness a canopy around him, and his presence bolts lightning. So his presence is awesome. He's magnificent. He's mighty. For those who are wondering where God is, all we must do is humble ourselves, pray, and seek the Lord. We will find him. We would hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sins, and he will heal the land. And we have to allow the Lord to have reign over our lives so we can enter into his presence, so we know who God is. And God has a personal relationship with his son, Christ Jesus. So you and I don't have to wonder what is God up to in the times of trouble, when the times of pandemic. We don't have to wonder where God is when things are going well for our life and well for our children, because we continue in our relationship with God. We never disconnect from the head. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14. Wondering where God is, wanting to feel his presence. We must come near to him, and he will come near to us. God is faithful. Christ Jesus is of his word. The Father holds his word in place for us. Generation to generation. You know, I don't have to wonder where God is. We have to wonder where we are. And are we on the path where we can hear God, where we can see God? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and heal their land. See, you and I should not be in this place where we have to wonder where God is. Wondering what God is doing. He's looking down from heaven on his sons and daughters to see if there's anyone who understands, anyone who is seeking. When God looked, he saw that all had turned away, become corrupt, and no one was doing good. We have to work to do. We have to work on our salvation so we can enter into the presence of God. God put things in place so we will not wonder where he is. From one man and woman, he made every nation to inhabit the earth. God determined dates and time, exact places we should be so we could seek him, so we could reach out to him, so we could find him, that he's not far away from us. He's not far away from you. He's not far away from your children. He's not far away from your spouse. He's not far away from us. If we desire the presence of God in our lives, then we need to submit ourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil. Come near to God and he will come near to us. We need to wash our hands and purify our hearts and not be double-minded so we can enter into God's presence through Christ. Thank you, Jesus. God teaches us about a Sabbath day of rest of His. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their labor, just as God rested from His. So you must make every effort to enter into God's rest so we do not fall away by living in a life of disobedience. The minute we stop chasing the world and see God, that's the minute we can find the Lord. See, God through Christ has offered us rest. So we know His truth, so our hearts can rest in His presence, that we are not condemned. God is greater than our hearts. He knows everything. We can be found by the Lord. We can find God. God will come into our presence when we know His Son Christ Jesus, when we know of the Father. God is offering this to you and I. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to wait until everything is a mess before we see God. Where's God? He's sitting on His throne with His Son Christ Jesus at His side. The Father and the Son is working to bring about the completion of God's plan for mankind. The Father's holding His truth in place. Through Christ Jesus, we can enter through the gates. See, you and I got to see this. God has His plan. He set up from the beginning. He placed us in this world. He gave us His word, His commandments for us to follow. And then He told us, now you have to deny yourself. Deny yourself in this world. And if you deny yourself, if you accept my Son will lead you through the gates. Those gates are through the gates, you and I will go through judgment. We'll pass through and we'll be able to have a relationship with God, connection with Christ. We'll be one in the body of Christ. And through that relationship, the Father and the Son is connected, and you and I then will be able to enter into God's presence. You have to see this is God's plan. And this is what you and I are working for, should be seeking every day of our life. Not this stuff in the world, not all this other mess, but you and I will deny ourselves. We want the presence of God because we know there's peace, there's love, there's kindness, there's gentleness, there's rewards, there's pride. Oh, Lord God, in the presence of God, there is no need. No one sick. There's no one dying in the presence of God. You and I need to seek the presence of God through Christ. We need to be able to order our lives and be able to pass through these gates that Christ is talking about. He said, I'm a gatekeeper. Nobody can come to the Father except me. Nobody can jump over the gate. See, nobody can dig a hole under the gate. You got to pass through Christ. See the wonderfulness of God in our lives. You and I should not have to wonder and worry and stress about where God is. He's on His throne. We can find God. Christ Jesus has made a way for us. We can come to know the Lord for ourselves and live forever. Where is God? He is near us. If we seek Him, we will find Him. The Father, Christ Jesus, is not far away from us if we seek Him. In good times, in bad times, all the days of our life. John shared a powerful revelation he received so we could have faith in God and what is to come. He saw a holy city, a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, prepared for its bride. He heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with man, and He will live with them. God Himself will be with us and be our God. What an awesome promise. Where is God? He's coming. And we need to be ready. We do not know the Lord, where God is. We need to change our path so we can find Him. He's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. We need to find God. He's going to make it so there is no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain. We need to find God. See, He who sits on the throne says, I am making everything new. We need to find God. See, God's word is trustworthy and true. He's not far away from us if we seek Him. We need to find God so we don't have to wonder what God is doing. We don't have to wonder about our relationship with Christ. We need to find God today. Where's God? He's near you. All we have to do is humble ourselves, seek Him with all our heart and mind, and we will find the Lord. We'll establish connection to Christ Jesus. He'll make our life strong so we don't fall away in good times and bad times. God, praise God. God makes himself available to us through his son so we could find him and have life in him. Praise the Lord. Christ came to show us the way to breathe light out of darkness for us so we could find God. Thank you, Jesus. May be asking, where is God? But God is asking, where are we? How can we find what we're seeking for if we're not in, if we're in the wrong place seeking? And how can we find what we're looking for if we're seeking it in a way where we cannot find it? Where's God? He is seated on his throne with his son at his side working to save. Christ is there with his hands extended. God makes his grace available so we can receive it. If we seek God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, we will find the Lord. God is not far away from us. And no one can come to the Father without coming to Christ Jesus. Christ is the truth and the way. And it's through him you and I have salvation. It is through him you and I feel the presence of God. It is through him you and I can trust and believe and not fall away, not doubt, not waver, not have fear, not worry about life, because God is with us. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. You don't have to wonder where God is. God is working. The question is, where are you? Are you on the path God has called you? Are you seeking the Lord night and day? Are you looking for God in your life, in your work, in your family, in your relationships, in your marriage? Are you looking for God in every part of your life? You will find him if you seek him. We must accept the Lord. Let him be in our hearts so we can receive the Spirit and come to know God for ourselves. We know we found him because he resides in us. He gives us that peace that surpasses all understanding. We have this wonderful Spirit about us because we know we're connected properly to Christ Jesus. And through good times and bad times, we know we have a way maker. Father, thank you. Lord Jesus, we praise you. Glory and honor to you for your wonderful ways, God, and keep us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.